This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, January 30th, God's word for you today is get involved. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 18 verse 8, which says, when the food was ready, Abraham took some yogurt and milk and the roasted meat, and he served it to the men. As they ate, Abraham waited on them in the shade of the trees. If it does not cost you anything, it is not going to take you anywhere. True worship happens when we take extreme measures to do things right. No one can be judged over your sacrifice to God because they do not even know where you are coming from. Some random person talking trash on social media should not be able to deplete or shake your faith. They do not know where God took you from. So how can they realign your convictions based on some shallow comments from deeply ignorant people? If it does not cost you anything, it is not going to take you anywhere. And the same applies across board in life. True worship happens when you and I take extreme measures to do things right, like we see in David's example. Secondly, true worship happens when I get physically involved with my body. I do not just send my gifts and give my sacrifices. I get physically involved. 2 Samuel 6 verse 14 says, David, wearing a linen ephod, danced before the Lord with all his might. David danced. He got physically involved. He did not sit on a mobile throne and order servants to sacrifice the bull and the fattened calf on his behalf, as if God were hungry. Not David. He got physically involved. He built the altar, sacrificed the bull and fattened calf. And David danced before the Lord his God with all his might. Mark 12 verse 30 says, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. It is not enough to just send your boys to bring the bull. God wants you to be physically involved. Abraham knew this, as we see in the events that occurred in Genesis 18. Though he got his house involved, he did not delegate his own personal involvement. There are many ways for us to get physically involved in worship. The Bible is filled with a lot of examples of how to get physically involved in worship. Sitting, 1 Chronicles 17 verse 16, please read. Walking, Psalm 48 verse 12, please read. Jumping, Acts 3 verse 8, please read. Eyes down, Luke 18 verse 9 to 14, please read. The tax collector that could not even look up at Jesus. Kneeling, Psalm 95 verse 6b, please read. Clapping, Psalm 47 verse 1, please read. Standing, Psalm 33 verse 8, please read. Dancing, Psalm 149 verse 3, please read. Bowing, Psalm 138 verse 2, please read. Eyes up, Psalm 121, please read. Face down, 2 Chronicles 7 verse 3, please read. Lifting hands, Psalm 63 verse 4, please read. Prostrate, Psalm 5 verse 7 to 8, please read. If getting physically involved in worship are not important, God will not put it in His word. Your homework today is to search through the scriptures and find out for yourself other ways to get physically involved in worship. Search for example of people that got physically involved in worship and see what you can learn from their stories. Search for other scripture references for today's list given and also see what you can learn from them. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the grace to consistently have this consciousness of worship, so that my worship unto God will indeed be true worship. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.